My name is Casey Abels. Just want to welcome everybody here and thank you for coming. And I want to introduce Jack Barcroft. He's the president of the Gatesville Chamber of Commerce and be here tonight for the moderator, answering questions and anything else that we can help you with.
Quick and painless. Hello, good evening. My name is Jack Barcroft. I am the chairman of the Republican Party of Coryell County. And I'm so glad to have a chance to come over here and help out the Mills County Chamber of Commerce, which I'm sure every single one of you are a member of in this room. Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. Good. Good to see. I'm going to ask Jason Williams to come up here before we get started with this great and laudable undertaking. We'd like to open it, like most Republican meetings, with prayer.
Please rise. Dear Heavenly Father, bless this gathering here this evening. Bless Mills County. Be with us in this forum tonight. Guide us and direct us in all that we do. Bless this country. Bless this county. Bless us with some rain. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Remain standing as the chairman of the Republican Party of Mills County leads us in the Pledge of Allegiance to our nation's flag and honoring the Texas flag.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Dwayne Rawson. I'm the Republican chairman for Mills County. First of all, before I say anything, I want to thank Lori and Chamber of Commerce for the outstanding job they did putting this on. We've never had such a great turnout since I've been chairman since 2006. And thank you all very much for participating in it, all of y'all. I really appreciate it.
So what we're going to do tonight is a forum. And a forum is where the candidates are here to present themselves to you, the voters. And in a forum format, all they do are answer the questions that will be presented and talk to you. We do not engage each other. It doesn't become a debate. So there's not going to be a sideshow. But they've agreed to these rules. So first, man, is there anything we can do with that? This one? That'd be fine. Nobody wants to hear me. All right, so the candidates for county commissioner are Jed Guerin and Robert Head. Please come down. And we flipped a coin before we got started to see who would go first. And that's Jed Guerin will be in this seat and Robert Head in the other seat. Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Jack, is the volume all right? I turned it down a little bit.
And you're going to have to.
Can y'all hear in the balcony?
Okay. So what's going to happen is, oh, and that reminds me. I need a timekeeper. Who's got one of those stopwatches on their phone? You do? Perfect. You're going to be the favorite person in the whole room. So what we're going to do is they're going to have 2 minutes for opening remarks to introduce themselves, tell you why they're running for office, and why they think you should vote for them. And then we'll ask a few questions this evening, keeping in mind that we also have a county judge race to get to. They'll have a minute and a half to answer the questions. So basically what happens is at the 30-second mark when they're running out of time, just kind of raise your hand or something. And then when they're out of time, just let them know they're out of time. And if they don't respond, throw the phone. That's what right? Okay. Right. So the opening and closing remarks are going to be 2 minutes. All right. Well, first off, gentlemen, I've got to say thank you so much for your willingness to serve Mills County. And I'll tell every person in this room, it's not easy to run for office. It's not easy to rise amongst your fellow citizens in Mills County, all 4,900 of you, and say, I want to contribute to making Mills County better than it is today. So I have mad respect for anybody that runs for office. So you're first. I'd like to give you your 2 minutes for introductory remarks and introduce yourself.
Those of y'all don't know, I'm Jed Guerin. I think most of you know me in here. You may not all be in my precinct. Personally, that doesn't matter to me. I serve Mills County, and I feel like that's the way Commissioner ought to be. He ought to look after the county as a whole, and not my precinct comes first.
But all of them. You want them to vote for you, then. Come on down.
Is that better? Is that better? Okay, like that? You be repeat all that nonsense? What, Wayne? Okay. Sorry about that.
Minutes over.
Sorry about that. You'd eat up my time now. Anyway, ma'am. No. You want me to start over? I can't remember all that. Okay. Anyway, I represent the people of Mills County. Precinct 2 elects me. That's my primary concern. But I'm for everybody in the county. I mean, we're all in this together, and that's what we need to be. We need to all be in this together. The more together we are, the better we can accomplish stuff in the future and go on with what we need to do. I know it's a hard time right now. I bless y'all for being here, because I've talked to 16 people afraid they're going to catch the flu from coming and listening to us. If you do, that's not my fault. But anyway, I think y'all told the mark to come up here tonight, because there's a lot of places people aren't getting out. And I want y'all to know I really appreciate y'all coming up here. Thank you very much.
Be sure to introduce yourself, and when you're answering questions, you might want to throw your name out there every once in a while, just to let people listening at home know who they're listening to.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Robert Head. Most of y'all know me. Born and raised here. Lived in Gulfwood all my life. Love this town, county, everything. Been part of the Star Fire Department for about 12 years. I do scholarship fundraisers. Part of the Mullen Booster Club. I try to be involved in the county as much as I can. I've done construction work for about 20 years. If y'all elect me, I'll shut down construction and work full time for the county as commissioner. Other than that, I appreciate everybody coming. And like Jed said, it's lots of flus and stuff like that. And a lot of people got a lot of things to do. I believe I could do the job up to 100% standard, and I don't wave yet. And sorry, I'm starting to get nervous too. And I go to church at Center City Baptist Church. I don't know what else you'd really need, what else to say. But thank y'all for coming and everything, and I hope we have a good quorum.
All right. Thank you. And for the the rest of the questions, you can just use the microphone on the table.
Okay.
And then you can use this for your closing statements as well. All right. So, Mr. Guerin, you get the first question. Where am I and why am I here? No, I'm kidding. All right. So, as a county commissioner, you are a steward of Mills County and taxpayers' money, right? And once a year, there's this lovely little thing called budget time, budget workshop, right? What in your personal life leading up to today is going to help you work with the county judge and the other commissioners in order to come up with a budget that will keep Mills County financially viable in the coming year? And use that, right?
I've been in here three years, and I've had some experience with the budgeting all that time, and I was in office once before, and I've had a lot of experience balancing the budget. Visiting with Lori this morning, we strive to get a balanced budget every year. A lot of that's cutting corners, basically, and you guys, the other commissioners in here, in Mills County, if we're short on money, the commissioners cut their budgets just to make it stretch. And it throws us into a hardship trying to keep your roads in good shape and everything. But it's more important to us to not be in a deficit budget, and we're not, okay? We are not in a deficit. We need to improve, but hopefully next year when the new turbines come online, it'll give us a little relief to where we can get some stuff accomplished, you know, and get some bills paid and, you know, get some reserves built back up where we can go forward into the future. And I'm sorry, county taxes, if you look at it realistically, county taxes aren't that high. School taxes are a whole lot higher than county taxes. Look at your sheet and see what you're paying the most of when you pay. Supposed to pay them all yesterday, but you know, if you haven't, look. Thank you.
Same question, Mr. Head. What leading up to this point, this day, this time, in your private life is going to enable you to support or contribute to the overall budget process for Mills County?
Well, when you do construction work, you have to stay in a budget. Whether you bid a job or whether the homeowner just says, I would like this job done, but I'd like it done reasonably. You always got to work with budget. I mean, money's the key factor in what makes this world go around. You got to be within a budget of whatever you're doing, whether you're dealing with the county stuff, whether you're doing construction work, whether you're running a feed store, whatever. I mean, you got to deal with your budget, and you got to make it bounce. If you don't, then we're all in a downhill spiral. So.
Okay. It off on accident. Is that better? There you go. You get the question first this time. All right. So the time starts over. New question. Mr. Guerin mentioned something about windmills. And I saw him coming in on, turbines, excuse me. I saw the turbines on the way in on 84, and it's something else. I mean, I wasn't expecting to see it. I don't come this way very often. Has the county commissioners, you get the question first, as if you win tomorrow and you become the next county commissioner, and you might not actually have the answer to this question, but is there a maximum number of turbines that the county is going to propose that they allow, or is it just Katie bar the door?
I don't have a clue.
That's to you.
I know. I said I don't have a clue if there's a maximum number. I guess each phase is just depending, I guess.
Because you got to educate me. I'm from out of the town, so I don't know the first thing about this. Does this generate revenue for the county?
It's generating revenue. I mean, even during the process of building, I mean, there's lots of money being spent in the county from the wind turbines. They're renting houses and stuff like that. I mean, they're spending money in the county. Once the turbines are up, I mean, these farming ranchers that are been struggling all these years to try to pay the feed bill or fertilizer bill and stuff, they're getting a break. I mean, yes, this is generating money for them. Is there a cap? I don't know the answer to that.
Would you propose one?
I think that would be something that the county needs to decide. You know, I mean, you know, a lot of people are for them, a lot of people are against them. I mean, if you get one, those people are for them. If you don't get one, you're not for it. So, I mean, to be rightly honest, I mean, for something like that, I think that would be something that the county itself needs to decide.
So, Commissioner Guerin, same question. Educate me on, you know, are these turbines erected with the permission of the county? Can you control the number of them that are going up, and would you control the number of them going up?
With our guidelines, we can probably control to a certain extent. We haven't, because basically each turbine generates more capital to the county, for the landowners, to the business people. You know, Robert's right. The trickle, if you want to call it trickle-down effect of those things, has been fantastic. And I hope everybody's aware of what it's helped us, the city, Goldthwaite, and the county do. There's a lot of people that's against them, and I can tell you 400 horror stories about windmills. But one of the main deals they said when they first people was the property values would decrease. Cody at the tax appraisal district said they have no sign of that yet. You know, property values have actually decreased because of the windmills. So, you know, I think they're a good thing, because it frees up some tax money from y'all to help offset our tax burden.
All right.
Commissioner, you get the next question first, and I would definitely try to get closer to the microphone so the folks upstairs can hear you and the folks that are going to be listening to this via broadcast can hear you. So windmills, that sounds like one form of revenue for the county, right? I was looking at your budget before I came over, and it looked like the number one largest line item on there was law enforcement. Is that right? 1 point some odd million dollars per year. We got the same thing over in Coryell County. Because folks don't understand, regardless of how much is coming in, we still got things we got to get done. And that's one of them right there. You still got to deal with law enforcement and keeping the peace and what have you. What kind of economic development, is there anybody that the commissioner's court does to impact economic development? And in your case, you know, when I ask you the question, what would you do? Or even in your case, what would you do as commissioner to impact economic development for Mills County?
Well, sir, you're from Coryell County.
Yes, sir.
You're a lot bigger county than we are. Y'all have more resources. You have, count the prison, I forget now how many residents y'all have over, which does help y'all state aid and everything.
They're a captive audience too.
Captive audience you go talk to. I understand y'all spending over $1 million a year on out of county housing for your prisoners.
Yes.
Okay. As far as economic development in this country, right now those windmills are probably bringing us more money than anything else. Mills County is a very rural, small county. We don't have a lot of business come in here because of the demographics. We don't have a workforce to do it. We're too far off of an interstate to get anything like that in here. We just have to do the best we can. We're always looking for outside investments, people to come in. It's one reason we offer the tax abatement to the wind companies, because they can't operate or they won't come in if we don't offer them one. those tax abatements are available for other businesses, not just the wind turbines. And so it's a never-ending struggle for us to try to, you mean wait for the train? Okay. It's a never even struggle, sir.
Time's up.
Okay.
So, Mr. Head, same question. So if you were commissioner, what would you do in order to impact economic development for Mills County in order to increase the revenues that would, solve at least a good number of problems for Mills County?
You know, I was discussing that with a fellow this weekend, and you know, this little community, it's, yes, it does not have big fancy businesses knocking down the doors. I mean, probably never will. I mean, we went from mohair to goats to wind turbines and cattle, and I mean, we're doing pretty good with wind turbines. We're getting to be one of the most popular deer hunting places. I mean, that's creating revenue. This little county here is producing revenue best it can. Will we ever get Amazon to come in? No. I mean, we just can't get businesses like that. I mean, but that's what makes this little county neat and nice, enjoyable, place to raise your kids at, be friends with people. I mean, that's what makes this county nice, is because we're connected. I don't know what you could do to increase the revenue more. I mean, there's somebody a lot smarter than some of us to figure that out. But I mean, we've had some new businesses. I mean, you got the goat, prime time. What?
So, new question. Obviously, in your role as commissioner, not only do you have to work with the constituents that are out in the county, and like you said, you may be one precinct commissioner, but you're reverently there to work for the entire county, right? But you've also got to work with the county judge. So there's two fellers in this room, right? Three. There's three guys in this room this evening, and one of them is going to be the county judge you're going to be working with. How do you see yourself working with the county judge in order to progress the goals of Mills County? What is that relationship going to look like? Can you get along with whoever the next county judge is going to be and accomplish the task at hand? Yes, sir.
We've got Judge Fault, who's county judge now. Ed Smith, he seems to be a pretty nice guy. I hadn't talked to him that much. Known Jet for, oh gosh, that's ever since I was a kid, I guess. So, I mean, I don't see why we couldn't get along. I mean, one thing about this county being so small, you have to get along. You know most of them. And if you don't get along, then you pretty much spin your wheels. Doing construction work, I mean, we have to deal with outside competition, but this community keeps me going for 10 years, and it's kept lots of people working and stuff because we get along. We don't bicker at each other, so I don't see why working with these gentlemen here or the other commissioners, I do not see a problem with that.
Commissioner, same question.
And all three of the commissioners, judges, candidates, more or less personally, I don't think we have an issue. Any of us have an issue with each other. I've worked with Judge Fulk closely the last few years, and we have a gentleman's agreement. We can agree to disagree, and we don't get mad at each other. But anyway, you know, I don't foresee any problem with me working with any of the county candidates for county judge. They're all all fine gentlemen, you know, and I would look forward to working with any of them.
That's why I always encourage everybody, at least in my county, to run a clean campaign, because the day after the election, you still got to work with each other, and you still got to get stuff done for the county. And you got to remember that. You're going to look at each other in the eyeball at church the next morning. So don't let it get too out of hand. How many commissioner courts meetings? Now, what is this? The second and third Monday or every other Monday? Is that the commissioner court meeting?
Traditionally, it was second and fourth.
Second and fourth.
Second and fourth. That's a traditional meeting dates in the state of Texas, except for some large counties meet once a week. Some of them meet every day of the week. You know, it's up to the commissioner's court.
Can you tell me how many meetings out of the last 6 months that you've either attended, or unless the number of the ones that you've missed is smaller, whichever one.
Well, sir, that's an easy question for me to answer. I was in office for 4 years the first time. I've been in office for 3, going on 4 years this time. I have never missed a commissioner's court meeting since I've been in office. I feel like it's my duty to be at those meetings, and my wife and I have struggled at times to get me here. First time I was in the office, we left to the 40 miles inside of El Paso, Texas at 10 o'clock on a Sunday night, and I was at commissioner's court meeting 9 o'clock the next morning. So I believe in making commissioner's court meeting. That's my job, is to make those meetings to represent the public or the taxpayers, especially my precinct. I'm dedicated to that.
So, Mr. Head, preparing to be a candidate for the commissioner, how many meetings have you been going to for the last 3 to 6 months?
Well, I ain't done as good as him. I've been to one meeting, I'll admit to that. I have a business I have to take care of. Like Jed, his job right now is working for the county. He is responsible, so he is becoming. I have a business. My responsibility is my customers. I've been dealing with them. I mean, it's just, but I have my customers I have to take care of.
Exactly. Well, it sounds like you've been taking care of your customers, which is you and you and you and you showing up at the meetings, so that's good. There's a lot of folks. I'm really impressed over in Coryell County. We've got a audience like this on occasion on commissioner's court meetings, because everybody's got an opinion about something and they want to express it at those meetings. What would you say? So it sounds like you've been around for a while, and you've been around watching this and interacting with all the folks. You get this question, right? Yeah, you answered last. So, Mr. Head, what would you say has been the biggest accomplishment that to come out of Commissioner's Court in the last 4 years? For Mills County.
We've had the sheriff's department, new sheriff's department built. That's been a pretty good accomplishment they've built. And the senior citizen center, that's a good accomplishment there too. They've balanced the budget. That's a really good accomplishment. I mean, things like that. I mean, our commissioners have done a good job maintaining everything for us as far as balancing the budget and, like I said, build senior citizen center, court, sheriff station.
All right. Well, Commissioner, same question.
Oh, the jail's probably been our biggest accomplishment.
What'd you do, build a new one? What'd you do, build a new one, or...?
Yes, sir. We built a new, 32-bed, 42-bed capacity jail. Currently, Clint's helping offset the expense of keeping prisoners. We're renting it or taking prisoners from other counties on a daily basis, you know. That helps keep that jail paying, not paying for the jail, but paying for the care of our inmates with ones he's taking in, which is great. That's probably, dollar-wise, that's the biggest thing, I guess, Mill County's done in a long time. I don't think the courthouse restoration cost as much as the new jail did. But still, we all worked together to get that done. The road hands built the pad, probably saved the county construction cost somewhere in the neighborhood of $175,000 to $225,000 on that jail, building the pad with our equipment. We'd have rented one piece of equipment. That's all we had to rent. We had everything else, and we got it done. We had some trouble, not trouble with the jail, unforeseen expense. City had water lines up there. We had water. I'll tell you later.
Well, you get this question first, and it's going to be the last question before we get to closing statements. All right, and then we're going to take a short break, and then we're going to have the county judge candidates come up. But I want to know, what's on your heart? What keeps you up at night as far as Mills County is concerned? If you can just wave a wand tomorrow, go to Commissioner's Court, get the first thing achieved in your new administration, what is it? What do you want to get accomplished?
Well, sir, what I would like to get accomplished is probably the impossible dream. I would like for Austin to leave us alone. You know, I mean, we fought them last year hard. I mean, we emailed our representatives, our senators. They're doing some stuff. I have a personal problem with some of the stuff that comes down out of Austin. They balance our budget by making us spend ours. I don't know, Jet, do you understand unfunded mandates? Austin dreams this stuff up, for those of y'all that don't know, and they send it to the counties, okay? And they say, you may implement this. If it says that, you don't have to. But if it says you shall implement this, then you fund it. You pay for it. And you furnish it. And they're balancing their budget at our expense. And indigent health care is a big one. Indigent defense is another big cost that the county has that should belong to Austin. And I'm saying Austin, state of Texas, but, you know, that's where they meet. And that keeps me awake at night, worried about what they're going to send us next. And if it's going to be a May deal or a shall deal.
Those folks under the pink dome got a hard time recognizing that what works in Harris County might not work in Mills County. Mr. Head?
Ask that question again.
What's on your heart? What keeps you up at night? What do you want to get accomplished the very first thing in your administration as commissioner for Mills County?
You know, I don't know. I mean, this county runs real smooth. I mean, of course, there's a lot of things that I may not know about, but I mean, as far as accomplishments, I mean, you couldn't ask for a better county. So, I mean, we got excellent sheriff's department. We got... I don't know. I really just don't know.
All right. That works as well. So now, if you'd like this other microphone and stand up, you're going to have 2 minutes for closing statements. This is where you ask for the sale, right? Ask for the vote. So you get to start first.
Hello, hello.
All right. Is it working? Is it working? There it goes. All right. Sorry. Well, I'm supposed to ask, would y'all please elect me? If you elect me, I will do the best job I can do for our county. I will spend time out with the road crew and maintaining roads and et cetera. Of course, we spent most of our conversation on balancing budgets and what the county need, you know, what the money situation in the county. Like Jed says, the county court is part of the job. So, I mean, that is our responsibility to tend to. I don't know. I'm not real good at the spoke speaking. But I mean, if you elect me, I will do the best I can do and give you 100% of everything. That's basically all I can do.
He's open up following. Well, he said it was going to ask you for your vote. Okay, is that better? Okay. He's been hinting we're supposed to ask you for your vote. I've asked a lot of you already, but I'll ask you again. I'd appreciate it if you see in your heart to vote for me. I've worked hard doing this job. I'll continue to work hard. It's my sole responsibility is serving the people of Mills County. And for what it's worth, I really enjoy it. And I enjoy helping people. If you ever have a problem, holler at me. I might not have an answer, but I'll find one for you. I've got a lot of phone numbers I can call, you know, for backup or, you know, to get us an answer. Lady standing in the back, Darlene, she's been working on the courthouse lights. Her and Kim Wesson, they had some good news today. They got us some more money to pay for the courthouse lighting. So we owe them girls a vote of congratulations. They've worked hard doing that, and I was honored to be able to help them to some extent. And I would ask you for the vote again. If you have any questions for me, I got some cards in my pocket. So I'll pass them out to anybody that wants one. Call me anytime. I'm available 24/7, always have been and always will be. And I appreciate y'all turning out tonight and look forward to see you on election day.
You give these gentlemen a round of applause.